Thanks for joining us as we continue through the season of Lent. Today we're going to talk about the life-giving Spirit. John 6, 63 is our passage. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are of Spirit and life. That's what Jesus says. It is the Spirit who gives life. The Holy Spirit gives life to those who are spiritually dead. The best deeds of the flesh cannot revive the lifeless soul. The natural man's heart monitor shows a flat line until resuscitated by the living God. When the Spirit comes, spiritual life transforms the whole person. Jesus spoke these words in today's passage to a person caught in religious ritual. They had moved from liturgy to legalism. They morphed what God intended to be a reminder of His grace into a system of self-service and self-sufficiency. And Jesus reminded them that the deeds of the flesh count for nothing. The flesh is no help at all. So how about you? Are you trying to work your way to God? Still trying? Still trying to be good enough for Him? See, our only hope is depending on what Jesus did for us. We need to relent. We need to surrender our lives to Him. And when we accept the finished work of Christ, this passage tells us, Jesus tells us, the Spirit pumps life into our shriveled hearts. Father, use your word today to remind the person caught in a system of works that his or her works are futile. They count for nothing. Lead them to the cross and then pour your Spirit on their hearts. Cause them to trust in Jesus and let them feel their heart beat with eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.